Hello there. Today's a big day. I'm celebrating the fact that 1 year ago today, on November 30th, 2017, I drove off away from my house and pretty much everything I owned with my truck and trailer and drove into the unknown. Like physically and metaphorically, I had no idea what was going to happen. And what happened in this last year is beyond my wildest dreams. And just to try to explain how unbelievable the last year has been, you know, on this day, a year later, I am on the second story of a train traveling through Germany. Right now, I guess I'm in southern Germany, heading towards Switzerland, and I'm watching mountains and cottages and wildlife, and it's unbelievable. And if you would have said 1 year ago, do you think you'd be heading to Switzerland a year from now, I'd have said, oh my God, hell no. But that's what I'm up to. And so I want to make this recording. I hope it's going to be the first of many, to just explore what it is and how it is that we can live our best lives and how we can all live how we're moved to live, and realizing the only thing keeping us from doing that is our own insecurities. Because this last year, oh my gosh, the people I've met, the angels that I've met along my path, the stories that I've heard, the relationships that I've made, I never in my wildest dreams could have believed that was possible. And to realize all these experiences that I've had only were had because I looked beyond and looked into the unknown and had great coaches to guide me into the unknown. And the unknown was really just seeing past many of those insecurities. Because we all have these separate realities that exist inside ourselves and inside our minds. You know, if someone would have told me a couple of years ago that my whole life would change because I realized I was insecure about everything, I'd have laughed. But it's true. You know, insecurity keeps us from doing what we really want to do, and that's all. It can show up in the form of self-consciousness, or worry about finances, or love, or not feeling you're good enough. It can pop up in the form of lacking confidence, not being able to make a decision, not doing something really fun. You know, I remember when I was 8 or 10 years old in Ocala Springs, Florida. It's a nice spring. It was about 45 minutes from where I lived, and we used to go there to have fun and cool off in the summertime. There's a big tower there for diving off of, and I was probably 8 or 10 and wanted to jump off the tallest tower. And I stood there for hours and watched so many people jump off, laughing and playing and jumping and swimming back and doing it again. And I actually stood up there so long that I was dry. And I tried to jump and I just couldn't. And then one day, I just did. And it wasn't that big a deal. And I ran back up and I jumped again and again and again. And, you know, for the rest of my childhood, I never thought twice about taking that leap off that tower. And began doing backflips and crazy dives and cannonballs. And looking back, it became so silly of that day I stood there for so long with all that thinking going on about taking the leap. And metaphorically, that's what we all do our entire lives. The scary part is so many of us don't ever take the leap. You know, my whole world was an insecure world, and now only parts of it aren't. And those parts seem to be less and less. And when I began to see past all that thinking that goes on in my head all the time about these imagined futures that are never going to actually happen the way we imagine them, what opens up is a whole world of possibilities. It opens up limitless possibilities. Anything is possible. And when we begin to go past that thinking, the what ifs, the worry, and just do what feels right, you know, have common sense and go live, you can't know how things will turn out until they turn out. You know, 1 year ago, I set off to live a life unpredicted. I did my best to stop making assumptions and live in the moment and live in the now. And what came from all that was freedom. You know, it reminds me of a little video I saw on Facebook last night of a horse. And it was obviously wintertime, and it was scared to jump out of the little barn it was in. And it was prancing around in circles, and you could actually see all the thinking going on in that horse. And it was kind of galloping in place and tapping its feet and couldn't take the jump. And then it jumped out of the barn and onto the snow, and it frolicked and had fun. And we do the same thing. You know, most people wouldn't enjoy what I'm doing. You know, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I think I'm nuts. But I do it anyways. And the people in the relationship that have formed and come about from this amazing journey has been the best part. There are angels everywhere. And my biggest angels, I mean, they've come in all shapes and sizes and colors and you name it. I mean, I could sit here for hours and tell you about, days and tell you about all the people that have left a beautiful feeling on my heart and a deeper understanding of how everything works. But my biggest angels have been my coaches. You know, I used to think coaching was about making life better, or businesses grow, or relationships a little nicer. And that's what I was originally trained to do as a coach. And that's what most coaches set out to do. But somehow I was lucky enough to run into a coach that went on a journey with me that totally shook and broke apart my understanding of reality. You know, I could have got a better life, but I got a whole new life. An entirely new life for the rest of my life, because I understand how my thoughts can get in the way, and I can see what's really possible. As I'm watching these mountains and fields with horses go by, and on this train ride through Germany, and I'm just seeing that you have the freedom to do this too. Not this as in ride a train to Switzerland, but the freedom to see things differently. You know, I'm so thankful that I was introduced to the understanding that we can live by that instinct in our heart, our gut. We've all felt it. You can call it what you want, but that knowingness, that feeling when you know what to do, we can live by that. and let all that thinking get out of our way and stop predicting what might happen or what could happen or worrying about what might be and just take the leap, just like the 8-year-old me or that horse in the barn, because it's never as scary as it looks. So I'm going to leave you with today is that you have that freedom too. And the freedom is as simple as